WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey, lovebirds. Welcome back to Relationship Goals, your daily dose of love and laughter, advice, and affirmations for building a relationship that truly shines. I'm your host, Sienna Cruz, here to dish out real talk and help you navigate the beautiful chaos of love. Today we're diving into something super important: conflict resolution with empathy. Ever felt like you were speaking different languages in an argument? Like you were both stuck on opposite sides of a chasm, flinging insults instead of understanding? Trust me, I've been there. But the good news is, conflict doesn't have to be a relationship's kryptonite. In fact, it can actually be a stepping stone to deeper connection and growth if you approach it with empathy. Think of empathy like that superpower that lets you step into your partner's shoes, understand their feelings, and see the situation from their perspective. No judgment, just pure understanding. And trust me, when you both feel truly heard, compromise becomes way easier, leading to stronger bonds and happier hearts. Alright, let's break down 5 key takeaways for navigating conflict with empathy. First up, active listening is your secret weapon. It's more than just hearing words, it's about absorbing the message, their tone, their body language, the whole package. Ever get caught in that trap where you're planning your response while your partner is still talking? We all do it. Practice being fully present, really focusing on what they're saying. You know, make eye contact, nod, ask clarifying questions, show them you're truly engaged. It might seem small, but it makes a world of difference. Next up, ditch the blame game. It's so easy to fall into that trap, right? We tend to point fingers and justify our actions instead of taking responsibility. But remember, relationships are a team effort, and nice statements are your best friend here. Instead of saying, "You always make me feel," try something like, "I feel hurt when." It shifts the focus from blame to feelings, creating a safer space for both of you to share. Now let's talk about validation. Even if you don't agree with your partner's perspective, acknowledging their feelings is crucial. You can say things like, "I understand why you feel that way," or "It makes sense that you'd be frustrated." Validation doesn't mean you have to agree, it means showing empathy and understanding. Sometimes we forget to breathe during a conflict. Take a moment to calm down before diving in headfirst. This isn't about avoiding the issue, but about approaching it with a clear head and less emotional intensity. Take a few deep breaths, go for a quick walk, whatever helps you center yourself, and come back to the conversation feeling calmer and more collected. Finally, remember that compromise is key. It's not about one person winning and the other losing, it's about finding solutions that work for both of you. Be willing to meet halfway, brainstorm together, and find creative solutions that address everyone's needs. Remember, love is a team sport. Okay, let me paint you a picture. Imagine this. You and your partner are planning a vacation, but you have completely different visions in mind. One person wants an action-packed adventure filled with hiking and adrenaline-pumping activities, while the other craves relaxation on a sun-drenched beach. Sounds like a recipe for disaster, right? But hold on. Instead of arguing over whose dream vacation is better, try this. Acknowledge each other's desires. Listen to why your partner wants that adventurous trip. Maybe it's about pushing boundaries and creating lasting memories. Listen to their reasons for wanting a relaxing getaway. Perhaps they're craving peace and quiet after a stressful year. Then brainstorm together. Could you find a destination that offers both adventure and relaxation? Maybe a place with stunning hiking trails and nearby serene beaches. By approaching the situation with empathy and a willingness to compromise, you can turn potential conflict into an opportunity to learn more about each other's needs and create a truly unforgettable vacation. So remember, conflicts are inevitable in any relationship, but they don't have to define your love story. By practicing active listening, ditching the blame game, validating feelings, taking time to cool down, and compromising effectively, you can turn those heated moments into opportunities for growth and deeper connection. Remember, it's all about building a bridge of understanding, not a wall of resentment. Ready to put these tips into practice? Share your thoughts in the comments below. Let's keep this conversation going. And don't forget to subscribe so you don't miss out on any future episodes filled with relationship wisdom and love vibes. Until next time, remember, love is a journey, not a destination.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.